Juanita Perez Williams is running in a primary tomorrow against the designated Democratic candidate Dana Balter for their party's nomination in the race for the 24th Congressional District. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Perez Williams, who lost in the Syracuse mayor's race last year, says she's ready to support a bold vision for the region's future.
Perez Williams, who served in the military and was Syracuse's former corporation counsel, says if elected, she would push for Medicare for all, real tax relief, equal pay for women, and infrastructure jobs. She admits she and Balter agree on the big issues and want to hold President Donald Trump accountable.
It's about who can actually get the job done. Who's going to be able to fight the fight for what we want to push forward, what legislation we know this country needs, and who's been battle-tested?
Perez Williams was tested again in this race when her past social media posts supporting pro-life advocacy and participating in the March for Life, an annual anti-abortion rally, surfaced among party activists. She says despite her personal beliefs, she is pro-choice, a supporter of Planned Parenthood, and against any restrictions on abortion.
I would never presume that I could speak on behalf of another woman, and so restrictions for me would do that. And they shouldn't be coming from the government. They shouldn't be coming from politicians.
Perez Williams donated $30,000 to her campaign because she says she wants to show people she believes in what she's doing. She says she is encouraged by a Spectrum News Siena College poll that has her 13 points ahead of Balter. And on issues like immigration and the current crisis at the southern border, Perez Williams, who is Mexican-American and grew up on the border of San Diego and Tijuana, says she knows what it feels like to be humiliated.
And watching what this country is doing now, what we're allowing to happen, is gut-wrenching. We have got to get people in positions of leadership that won't tolerate this.
The Democratic primary is Tuesday, and the winner will take on Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko in November. The 24th Congressional District includes all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties and the western portion of Oswego County. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.